With the special blessings and mercies of Allah, it happens that Allah Ta'ala instills and inserts into the heart of His servant, the human being, His love, His desire, and the passion, the keenness to attain the ma'rifat and the nearness of Allah. And that servant, that individual, in the keenness, in his passion and desire, is very keen, very, very keen and passionate and desperate that how can I attain the nearness to my Rabb? How can I please my Lord? How can I get close to my Lord? And in this feeling, with this emotion, with this basis, the pious predecessors have stated that this individual then comes under the banner, the definition of the desirer of haqq, the desirer of the truth, the seeker of the truth. He wants to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness and Allah Ta'ala's qurb and to find the truth. And when a person has feelings and thoughts and desires for this path and to reach Allah, the biggest barrier, the obstacle that comes in front of the individual are his sins. When the person looks at his sins, he becomes ashamed and he starts to think about his past life and becomes very ashamed, and regrets come, and nafs, the desires and the shaitan, they whisper into the ears or into the brain, into the thoughts, and he starts to think, and all the historical thoughts revolve in his mind, and he starts to worry and have regret. And he has desires to do good, he wants to be good, but nafs and shaitan said, you are a sinner, you have committed this sin, you have done this wrongdoing, these were your conditions before, you weren't a good person, now you're trying to be good, it's not genuine. And with all these negative thoughts, he goes silent, and this becomes a big obstacle for him or her. And he cannot or she cannot progress forward, strive forward. Soon as that person thinks about his historical actions, like a poet said, that the remembrance of the history is like an adhab, it's a punishment. It pesters him so much. The individual says, Allah, I just want to forget my past and my sins. How can I get rid of this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his Quran Kareem has given a beautiful cure for this. A beautiful cure and a beautiful solution. Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُفَصَّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said in the Qur'an, that look, this is Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, very easy method I will tell you. I will open the door for you, so it's easy for you to detach from the past. For the seeker of the truth, for the seeker of haqq, Allah says, I will give you the plan. Allah Ta'ala is giving the plan of how to attain his nearness. So it will be easy for the person to attain the haqq, the ma'rifah of haqq, the seeker of the haqq. And this is the meaning of this verse. That Allah Ta'ala says, I'm so merciful to you that you think about your sins, they don't allow you to come to me. The reality, Allah Ta'ala says, that I am the one who instills the passion and the desire into you, who created the thoughts for you, and into your heart I instill the passion, I kindle the fire of my passion, and I kindle the desire for my nearness within your heart myself. Allah says, now you've put your sins as obstacles in front of you, I'll make it easy for you, Allah Ta'ala says. So accept that it's me, whatever I tell you, whatever I guide to you, and your path will become easy for you. MashaAllah, what a great solution, eh? That here, this becomes a big encouragement for a person who's seeking the truth. He's got obstacles of his past, his black and dark past. And Allah says, don't worry, I've made it easy for you, and I'll make it easy for you to attain my nearness. So there's no excuse left now, is there? That if the Quran has given us a solution of how to shun the bad things and go towards good. So this is the verse that Allah Ta'ala is guiding us in. And Allah Ta'ala gives the solution in this verse. That's fine. You are insan, you are the human being, you have the human characteristics. And Allah says that a person, he could be immersed in jahalatin, in ignorance due to his desires, due to no knowledge, due to his circumstances or environment. You've committed the sins. ثُمَّ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that when a person commits the sin, then he thinks he is intellectual, that he's got wisdom. But Allah says he is the biggest jahil, ignorant person. So remember this, be cautious that when you are sinning, don't think, aha, yes, I've achieved a great feat. I'm better than other people and I've earned more in the dunya. I am this and that. No, whenever a person commits a sin, a so-called small sin, or a large sin, Allah Ta'ala says that this is a jahil person at that time. He's very low in his status and rank. So if a person commits the sin, Allah Ta'ala says, if you've committed a sin, jahalatin, you've committed a wrongdoing, fair enough, that's the past. That's the sin before. Allah Ta'ala said you did it in darkness, in ignorance, in hiding. Your nafs made you commit this sin. And then on top of that, you are standing stubborn that nobody can do anything to me. I've committed sin. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِ وَأَصْلَحَ. Allah Ta'ala says, if after this, a person, he commits the sin, then it's very easy. Allah Ta'ala says, do tawbah to your Rabb. You've committed the wrongdoing, do tawbah to your Rabb. That's it. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, you've committed sins despite me telling you to do good. So Allah Ta'ala says, I now tell you, come to me, forget your sins, I am your Rabb. Doesn't matter how many sins you committed, how many you done. Allah says, present them to me. Allahu Akbar. That's it. So we should say, ah, Allah says, say, ah, deep sigh, drop the tears and ask for forgiveness. Even if your sins stack up to the height of the mountains, my rahmah is greater than this and I will forgive, Allah Ta'ala says. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar. So first Allah Ta'ala speaks about those people who have committed the wrongdoing. سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. These are the people. مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, if you have committed wrongdoings, that whoso of you has done bad through ignorance and repents afterwards thereof and does right, for him, lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. So what is tawbah? This is a technical point I'm telling you. This is the words of the Quran, that you can't just do tawbah on its own. What is tawbah? Okay, I'll do istighfar, I'll repent to Allah. Or whatever the situation is of tawbah, whatever the conditions of tawbah, Allah Ta'ala hasn't ended the subject there. Be attentive. Allah Ta'ala says that if you have committed a wrongdoing, مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Allah says, then you've repented afterwards. But not just that's it. Allah says after that, وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ. And in this comes all of tasawwuf and Islam and rectification. The whole subject of tasawwuf comes in this verse. Allah says, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. And you repent after the acts of ignorance and sins. And you can't just say, I've done tawbah and I will forgive your sins. Allah says, if you want to get near to me and attain my ma'rifah, then وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ. Allah says, you will have to do وَأَصْلَحَ, and you will have to repent afterwards thereof and do right after that. Allah says, you can't just do tawbah and say, Allah's forgiven me, and then carry on that track and that path. No, Allah says, بِجَهَالَةٍ, after the acts of jahiliya, ignorance of sins, ثُمَّ تَابَ, you repent, Allah says, and repenteth afterwards, then you'll have to look at your nafs. You've accepted your sin, you've recognized your sin, and then Allah says, مِنْ بَعْدِ وَأَصْلَحَ. So he repents afterwards thereof and does right. Allah has given a beautiful point here that you cannot do islah yourself. You can't. You will look in the mirror, a person like me, upside down, and it doesn't look good, and I'll look in the mirror and I'll say, oh, I'm beautiful. Because the mirror will always tell me what I feel like I want the answer to be. Oh, look at you, you're handsome, and there's no defect in you. This is what the mirror says, isn't it? Until today, the mirror has never told an individual that you are disfigured, or ugly, or there are these deficiencies or defects on your face. When he looks in the mirror, he comes out, ah, look at me, I'm handsome, I'm powerful, strong. And people say, look at him. Look at this person, he thinks he's something which he isn't. And the mirror will never give the genuine feedback to the person because he doesn't want the genuine feedback. So in the same way, islah, which Allah says this verse, وَعَصُلَحَ, that islah, rectification to improve you cannot do yourself. You will hide your deficiencies, your wrongdoings. No, I don't lie. No. That person said I did backbiting, but I didn't backbite. I'm not old, am I? I'm very young. I'm energetic. And if somehow someone says that, oh, no, you're a dirty person or you're an impure person, but he'll say, no, I'm fine. I'm correct. So Allah Ta'ala has kept a system. The first, you have one after the actions of bijahalatin thumma taba, when you've done sins, committed sins, and you want to come towards tawbah and you want to do right, then until you don't find the guide, the person who leads you to the path of haqq and demonstrates to you what is tawbah, then you will be on the path of deviation, and you will, even the sins, you will bring them into tawbah. Oh no, no, it's too difficult for me, and I have to live according to the times, and what can I do? My husband says this, my wife says this, and that's why I'm not doing this action. Or if I do good deeds, then people will say, why are you doing this? Or look towards me in a funny way. But my brother, sin is sin. If Allah Ta'ala has given an order, Allah Ta'ala has ordered something, to not act on that is a sin. And you cannot make excuses of my environment, my circumstances and situation. And a person then says, I've done tawbah, I've asked Allah for forgiveness, even though I'm still carrying on doing the sins. No, Allah says, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَعَصْلَحَ وَأَصْلَحَ. Allah says, for aslaha, for doing right after tawbah, you have to go to the wali of Allah, the pious company, do tawbah at the hands of the wali of Allah, and then Allah says, do your islah, and then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. What a beautiful ayah in which Allah Ta'ala has encapsulated and summarized the whole subject of the sawwuf, of tazkiyah, of purification of the soul and the heart. Allah says, first condition is that you committed sins, بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ, and then you repented, مِن بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ. Allah says, then you went to guidance, the guidance I gave to you, and then Allah says, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Doesn't matter if you are a sinner, an adulterer, an evildoer, Allah says, you came to me, you sought refuge in me, then Allah says, I forgive you, and you did وَأَصْلَحَ, and you took hold of the hand of the of a teacher, of the wali of Allah. فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, then comes the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says, for lo, Allah is forgiving, merciful. فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, if you do these actions that I've mentioned in this verse, and you practice on what I've advised, I won't just forgive your sins, I am Rahim. So when you go on this path and come towards me, Allah says, when you start traveling on this, what will happen? Do not have any distress or fear. Allah says, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. My rahmah will drag you towards me, wherever you are, whatever you do. Just like a child drops, and the mother picks up the child and dusts him down and carries on. Allah says, when you drop, you commit the sins, and you recognize and do tawbah, Allah says, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Do not fear, my forgiveness and mercy will assist. If we start crying, oh, I can't get Allah's love, Allah's not near to me, brothers, stand. We need to stand. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Then the next verse, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Thus I expound the revelation that the way of the unrighteous may be manifest. Allah says, so you can get close to me. All you have to do is go to seek good company, go to the company of a pious person for your aslah. Your aslah. Yes, you recognize you were sinning, you had remorse and regret, but you can't do tawbah yourself. Go to a wali of Allah, a sheikh, do tawbah at his hands, pledge allegiance at his hands, and spiritually, when he advises you, tells you not to do actions, don't go to those actions. If he tells you to do actions, do those actions and follow his guidance. Don't try to make yourself the teacher or think that you are qualified to attain Allah's ma'rifah himself. No, Allah has made the laws and the regulations. The Quran is explaining to us that you cannot do your own islah. Fine, you have remorse, regret, you are doing tawbah, but who will do your islah? For example, you did tawbah, you repented, and then Allah says you want to practice the deen, but you won't attain Allah's ma'rifah nearness unless Allah says that you take the guidance from a person who's already purified. Because you will say, oh, I've done tawbah, I've repented, now I'm praying, look at my prayer, look at my remembrance, look at my deen, I'm good, I'm pious. No, until you don't find a teacher who gives you the guidance and prescription with the coldness, the firmness, the strictness, then pride and all the taqabbur and riyah and show will come out. The greatest of the walis that have passed in the history, they even themselves knew it was essential, fundamental to have the guidance of a teacher to extract all of their spiritual deficiencies from within the heart. There's never been a wali of Allah in the history of Islam who has passed his life without the guidance from his own teacher. Did he know? They knew how to pray. They taught people how to pray. They wrote kitabs. They used to listen to Quran and teach the Quran. But what did they do themselves? They understood this verse of the Quran, that I cannot do my own islah. I have to have the blessed vision and foresight of a teacher who will guide me, because the path towards Allah Ta'ala's nearness is dangerous, full of the nettles and thorns, and shaitan deceives a person and he cannot identify himself. The teacher will tell him, this is your riyah, this is your showing off, this is your pride, this is your takabbur, this is all all of your internal sins that are deceiving you and entrapping you. And Shaitan, he says, no, you're fine. You can travel on the path of Islam yourself. You don't need to take advice and guidance from a teacher. So what we realize, my brothers, this is the most important fact that we have to understand today, that we need to be talib-e-haq. We need to be seekers of the truth. And when you're on the path seeking the truth, you have the keenness, the desire, the passion to reach Allah, to have Allah's nearness, to become a good human being, to leave sins. Then you need the guidance from the person who is able to guide. Because if you don't have that sincerity and niyyah, you won't take the advice of the sheikh, you won't follow the prescription of the sheikh, you'll follow your desires. But when you follow the whole program of the sheikh, you'll be serious. And then you will attain the manzil, the destination. Otherwise, it's just passing the time. You'll see many people who get bayah. They attain the connection with the teacher, then they complain, I'm not progressing through the journey, the phases, I'm not getting close to Allah, what's the point of having this teacher, this sheikh? I'm going for 10 years, 5 years, he's not rectifying me, I'm not improved. No, this is wrong to criticize. You don't have the talab, you don't have the desire, you don't have the keenness. Otherwise, if you did, if you had the fikr, Allah said, if you had the keenness, then you would have that desire to take the lying out of your life, the fraud and the fake life, and bring genuineness into life. And you'd have the desire that Allah, may the color of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to my life, top to bottom, head to toe. I want the physical implementation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's example and model in my life. And this is Islah. When a person does Islah and leaves the sins, then his whole life comes under the umbrella of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sins from head to toe come out of his life. And he then has the fikr, and then what the Shaykh advises, then he comes onto that path, and according to the Islah, he follows the path, and he tells himself that these are my sins, and I want to shun the sins, and he tells the Shaykh, the teacher, these are my sins and my downfall and my deficiencies. Why? Because he wants to leave them. He wants to get closer to Allah. He wants to repent and do his islah. It's Allah who gives. But Allah's asool, as mentioned in this verse, that just like you take the hand of the teacher and do bayah, that will not give you success. Or you come to the gathering, the majlis of dhikr, and you think you'll be successful. No. Allah says, وَعَصُّلَحَا. You have to have the fikr, the impurities within your heart. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَمُ اللَّهَ مَرَضًا. Allah Ta'ala says that if you are lying, and today the lie will become riya, and show, and pride and anger, and it could be that you depart from this world in this impure state with the internal batini diseases. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضًا. And like a cancer, the illnesses and sicknesses of the heart, they increase and spread. Straight away we should find the solution. Straight away we need to stop, reflect, ponder and analyze and rectify ourselves through the company of the wali, of the pious person. Allah says it's easy. It's easy to shun sin, become good. Let's do dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala gives us the straight path. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. He gives us the tawfiq to follow this. Give us the true path, and that we can become those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we follow the path of deen, and that we do work of tabligh and propagation, and we give dawah to people just like our jamaats are doing this work. And so we have this passion and desire. Do the same, and we work, do the work of the deen. So a jazba, a passion comes into our heart, and we follow the life according to that. So in parallel to that, we need to do islah. That wherever Allah Ta'ala gives you the passion, the desire of the work of the deen, Allah gives you Quran or ta'aleem or tabligh or whichever branch subject of Islam, Allah has given you the passion to do the work, go do chilla, etc. But alongside that, in parallel, Allah says وَمَن تَابَ, that you have to do your tawbah. Allah says ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ. So do tawbah وَأَصْلَحَ, repent, accept your sins, and do your islah through the guidance of a teacher, with the fadl of Allah, inshallah, with the blessings of Allah. All the paths of your life, you'll have success. Allah has given the promise, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is Allah's promise. No one else. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq and our islah and success. Ameen.